listening skills. A good salesperson must practice effective listening, which means not just hearing words, but looking beyond those words, looking at the meaning and the emotions to be conveyed. Effective listening means listening with understanding of the thoughts, the feelings, and the emotions of the person who is talking. Then we come to the concept of active listening. Active listening is the process of confirming what you think your customer just said and meant by observing their verbal as well as non-verbal cues. Active listening involves asking questions, seeking more information and clarifications if required. The next section, body language. What do we understand by body language? It is transmission of meaning from one person to another using non-word symbols like gestures, signs, body movements, facial expressions, and tone of voice. Body language is also referred to as non-verbal communication because non-verbal means without the use of words. A salesperson has to be aware of the body language the customer is displaying, and at the same time, the salesperson himself or herself has to display a positive and friendly body language. So the body language of both the salesperson and the prospect is very important. They are both observing each other and creating impressions about each other. Both of them have to display a positive body language that is conveying a purpose, which is talking by itself. Salespeople can learn to practice their gestures, postures, eye contact, facial expressions, and voice modulation. Doing so will help improve their sales performance. The bottom line is that it doesn't matter how exciting or innovating your sales pitch is, because your body language speaks louder than words. Actions always speak louder than words. That is the crux of this slide. Now let us look at different types or elements of body language which need to be paid attention to. Gestures, posture, movement, facial expressions. Voice and sounds, the volume and pitch of your voice, the intensity or voice modulation. Frowning, what does it show? It shows displeasure or unhappiness. So you have to be able to look at the customer who is frowning and understand what that frown means. Raised eyebrows, it could mean amazement, it could mean disbelief. The customer is not believing in what the salesperson is saying. Again, the salesperson needs to understand the expression. Drooping eyes could mean sadness or disappointment. To sum up, various components of body language are the gestures, the posture, the facial expressions, eye contact, and the movement of hands. How are you holding your hands? Are they clenched? Are they talking hands? Are you fidgeting with your hands when you're talking? It shows nervousness, lack of confidence, etc. We now talk about the body posture. Salespeople are always giving presentations, whether they know it or not. They're always presenting or demonstrating a product. Sometimes they would be demonstrating to one customer while another customer would be watching from the corner of the store. So, consciously or unconsciously, a salesperson is always presenting. The posture is a very important part of your presentation. Your objective is to be comfortable and controlled. You want your audience, who is the prospect, to see that you are relaxed and comfortable, and that shows confidence, And you should be able to put the customer also at ease in the environment of your store. Some do's and don'ts on posture. Hands on the hips. Not a good posture. It gives a very condescending effect. It shows that you are looking down at another person. Crossed arms. A very defensive pose. Thus, you are conveying a look that says, I have no time to talk to you. Crossed arms is a defensive posture. It should not be used. It is not a posture which shows that you are approachable. It does not show the concept of being open to talking to a customer. Hands crossed in front of you. This is also known as the fig leaf stance. It makes you look weak and timid. So make sure the hands are not crossed in front of you like this. Hands joined behind your back. This is also called the parade rest. This stance makes you seem like you have no energy, that you're not really energetic enough to talk to the customer. Leaning back in a chair, if seated, shows disinterest. So make sure you're not leaning back in your chair whenever you're talking to anybody, leave alone a customer. Putting your hands in your pockets. This makes you seem nervous and casual. This is a gesture which you should definitely not follow in front of your client or when you're talking to anybody. Now let's talk about gestures. What are gestures? They are the movement of our hands. They are an important part of your visual picture. Gestures are reinforcements of the words and ideas you are trying to convey. They include arm, hand, and head movements. So all three together, movement of your hands, movement of your arms, and your head, these together form gestures. Let's talk about some gestures you should be avoiding. Using a pointed finger. So you do not use a pointed finger because it says you are accusing someone. Even if it is not your intent, don't use a pointed finger because it is accusatory in nature. Raising your fist. This is hostile. It is showing that you are threatening a person. Do not use these gestures. Eye contact. When you make eye contact with a person, when you look into the eyes of a person you're talking to, it shows sincerity, integrity, and confidence. It helps you relate to your audience. It will get your message across to the customer and possibly help in closing the sale. Eye contact with the customer conveys honesty and integrity of the salesperson. Facial expressions. Your face speaks 1,000 words, doesn't it? Be aware of your facial expressions. We cannot look at our face until unless we are in front of the mirror. So what a good salesperson needs to do is stand in front of the mirror and observe his facial expressions and stand in front of the mirror and practice good facial expressions. Watch your face when you are talking on the phone. Be aware of any artificial, unfriendly or deadpan expressions you may be making. A deadpan expression means a blank face, expressionless. Do you squint? Do you frown often? Do you make strange faces? Observe yourself in the mirror and then decide whether you like those expressions or not. Would you like to use those expressions when you're talking to a customer? And then practice smiling, practice facial, pleasant, positive facial expressions. That is how you want to look when you're talking to a client or a prospect. Some don'ts for facial expressions. Arching your eyebrows. This makes you seem surprised or questioning. Frowning, this shows you are moody. Grimacing, Your prospect will wonder where it hurts. Do not follow or use these facial expressions, which is why I said stand in front of the mirror and practice. Another vital component, which is part of communication skills required in an effective salesperson, is that of summarizing or paraphrasing. This essentially means getting your understanding of the customer and his requirements authenticated by the customer. It means cross-checking what the customer has said and ensuring that you have the correct information from the customer. This is done to avoid any gray areas. How can you do this? Let's say you're talking to a customer who wants to buy a TV. So, sir, to reconfirm my understanding, you want a 52-inch LED TV of Samsung. So this one sentence gives it all. It says it all. It tells the customer they require this size of an LED TV of this brand. After you have understood the customer's requirements, it is important to summarize before you close the deal. Another example would be, sir, please correct me if I'm wrong in my understanding, and then you close the details in that sentence. This summary will ensure both the customer and the salesperson are on the same page, they have the same data, and they're working towards the same goal. It is suggested that summarizing of the terms and conditions, the guarantee, the price, warranty, any promotional offers, packing requirements are also done. So when you're summarizing the customer's requirement in terms of product, at the same time, summarize all other terms and conditions of the sale along with. This will go a long way in nurturing a relationship with the customer. The next skill that a retail salesperson requires is knowledge. Needless to say, knowledge is required for the customer to be able. The next skill that a retail salesperson requires is knowledge. Needless to say, knowledge is required by the salesperson to be able to talk to the customer. So you need to have product knowledge. You need to have knowledge of the company or organization that you're working with. You need to have knowledge of that industry that you're working in. The competition. Who are the competitors? What are the products they are offering? At what price points? Are they running any promotional schemes currently? What are those schemes? What are the discounts that they are offering? All this information is required by the salesperson. Upcoming trends. Any trends of the market, of the industry, of that product category, especially in case of trendy products or seasonal products or fashion products, this information is very important. And knowledge of the selling function. What are do's and don'ts of selling? What are rules of selling? What is ethical selling? All this knowledge is going to help the retail salesperson improve and increase the volume of sales he's making. Classifying the knowledge required by the retail sales team: product knowledge, knowledge of the company or the organization, knowledge of the industry that you're dealing in, knowledge of the competition, the upcoming trends, and knowledge of the selling function itself. All these together will help the retailer and his sales team to achieve success. Let us understand what product knowledge means. Product knowledge is an understanding of a good or product that includes details about its application, features, functions, and benefits. So, what is the product? What are its levels of product? What is the core product? What is the actual product? What is the augmented product? What are the features? How do we link features to the benefits and attributes of the product? What are the promotional strategies? What is the price? Every aspect of the product has to be understood in detail by the salesperson so that he is able to make a good sales pitch. In retail, the more product knowledge your employees have, the better the equipped they are to cater to the needs of your customers. Product knowledge is an essential sales skill or competency. Thus, it is an integral part of sales trainings also. Product knowledge leads to confidence in the salesperson and helps sell the product better. What is empathy? And why does a retail salesperson require empathy to be a skill? Empathy is listening to others attentively, understanding their thoughts, emotions, and feelings, and then adjusting your own moods and behavior accordingly. So, empathy means making a connect, an emotional connect with your customer, understanding their emotions, their thoughts. It is the capacity to understand another person's state of mind or situation or emotions. And empathy involves putting yourself in their shoes, putting yourself in their place and seeing things from their perspective. The salesperson is therefore able to see things from the customer's perspective, leading to a constructive, harmonious working relationship. So the whole purpose of having empathy is to improve the relationship between the buyer and the seller and to nurture that relationship so that the retailer gets a loyal customer base who keeps coming back to the same store to buy. Empathy enables the salespeople to elicit the needs of the customer and deal with them more realistically. Empathy, integrity, and drive for success are absolutely crucial for the success of a retail salesperson. A customer will have many questions and queries that need to be answered before he makes a final decision to buy. This clearing of doubts is termed as handling objections and is a part of the daily life of a salesperson. Handling objections is another skill that is required in a retail salesperson. A customer will obviously have many objections, questions, and queries that need to be answered before he makes a decision to purchase your product. This clearing of doubts is termed as handling objections and is a big part of the daily life and routine of a salesperson. Even we as customers often have objections. The salesperson has to tackle these objections in a positive manner and still be able to persuade the prospect to buy. Which means that the retail salesperson cannot get flustered or upset by the objections being raised by the prospect. Handling objections? These are the usual objections that a customer would have. I don't like this feature. The color is too bright. The size is too small. I don't need this product. The service center is too far. The product is very costly. I do not trust this brand. I usually buy from brand X or retailer Y. I will come back with my friend to finalize. Being assertive is another very important skill that needs to be learned by the retail salesperson. Assertiveness is a positive self-expression. So the key term here is positive. It cannot be negative. You cannot be rude. You need to be asserting or expressing yourself in a positive manner that conveys self-confidence. Assertiveness means be standing up for expressing your thoughts and feelings in a direct, honest, and appropriate way without hurting another person. This skill is an asset in the sales field because when done correctly, it results in success. Being assertive is part of the sales process since it is the need to generate enough sales. So a salesperson has to be assertive. It is being a little pushy. It is expressing yourself so that you're able to close a sale. Being assertive does not mean that the salesperson should oversell. It is not supposed to be pushing the customer to buy. It just means just nudging gently. Moreover, a salesperson should never give up trying. They should know how to translate assertiveness into a resourceful sales tool. So this quality or this skill can be used in a positive manner and will then be a very helpful tool in closing sales. Being assertive can result in a win-win situation for both the customer as well as the sales team. Characteristics of assertive behavior are self-confidence, high self-esteem, respect for the self as well as for the customer that you are interacting with, taking responsibility, asking opinions and feedback of the customer, and listening effectively and actively to what the customer is saying. The next very important skill is handling anger. We are all customers. How much do we irritate a salesperson? Have you ever questioned that? Can you imagine how difficult it must be for a salesperson to continuously handle objections of the customer and at the same time try and close a deal, make a sale? This can lead to generation of frustration and anger. Anger is an emotional state that varies in intensity from mild irritation to intense rage. So a salesperson can be irritated. He has to ensure that he is making a sale. He cannot show his irritation to the customer, else he will definitely end up losing the sale. The sales team has to show emotional maturity. They should be able to cope up with stress and difficult situations, including difficult customers. When the prospect says something annoying, the salesperson should not take it personally. The salesperson should not retort back or reply back in an annoying or disrespectful manner. Otherwise, you are definitely going to lose that customer forever. The salesperson should not react to negative comments and should always stay in control of the situation. Skills of persuasion. Skills of persuading or convincing the customer to buy are obviously very important for a salesperson to be successful. Persuasion can be defined as the art of getting people to do things that are in their own best interest that also benefit you. When selling products, the salesperson should not be pushy, but he should be persuasive. He should convince the customer to buy a product in a manner that the customer feels that he is buying it for his own benefit and he's buying it of his own free will and not because he was being pushed by the salesperson. Persuasion is a selling skill. It requires to be subtle, which means you cannot show that you are pushing the customer. It has to be done in a very subtle manner. How do you do that? How do you persuade a customer? Talk losses and not gains. This means that instead of every time telling the customer that this is what you will gain or this is how you will benefit if you buy my product, do the reverse. talk about the loss the customer will face if he does not buy your product. Tackle it in a negative manner to close the sale. So you can help the customer visualize a situation where he has not bought a product and is therefore unhappy. Focus on building trust with the customer. Point out the differentiators. Point out how your product is different and better than that of competitors. You can lead the prospects to a sale by asking questions like, do you need a product that works quickly? Or do you need a product that takes time? Or would you like to use a credit card or pay by cash? So you're not pushing the customer to say yes to buying the product, but you're trying to gently close the sale by asking them to choose between two options, to pay by cash or to pay by credit card. This can also be referred to a trial close. Negotiation skills come very handy for a salesperson. A negotiation is a discussion, it is not a debate. In this discussion, one side is trying to score over the other. They are trying to convince each other to agree to the other party. The collaborative strategy results in a win-win situation for both the parties involved. The approach to a negotiation could be a competitive approach, which means one party wins and the other loses. It could be a collaborative approach where both the parties win. Obviously, the collaborative approach to a negotiation is superior to a competitive approach. The negotiation process can be divided into three stages: the pre-negotiation, the interaction stage, and the post-negotiation stage. Success of a negotiation depends 80% on the preparation that you have done, on the homework that you have done in the pre-negotiation stage. Before you start negotiating, what is it that you have done in terms of planning for the negotiation? Only 20% of the success is based on the tactics used for negotiation. Careful planning should be undertaken before starting the negotiation process. A number of aspects should be researched and analyzed beforehand. Negotiation should start with understanding the customer or the other party. You should know how much you want to negotiate and what is the lowest level or price that you want to go to. Interpersonal skills, very important for success of a retail salesperson. Selling is all about interacting with people. So if a salesperson does not have strong interpersonal skills, he will never be able to succeed. Interpersonal skills build long-lasting relationships that are built on value. They are based on value. As a salesperson, interpersonal skills are vital because you want the customer to feel comfortable enough to purchase what you are selling. Let us look at the various interpersonal relations of a salesperson. A salesperson has to deal with prospects and clients, but at the same time, he also has to deal with other members of the sales team. He has to deal with the sales manager. He also has to interact with the senior sales heads, or regional sales manager, or area sales head. The salesperson also has to deal with other functional teams within the same organization. It would mean the store team, the buying team, or the visual merchandising team. They all have to coordinate and work hand in hand. If a salesperson does not have interpersonal skills, he will obviously never be able to achieve this kind of interpersonal relationships, and this will somewhere affect his work, the selling. Customer service skills. Customer service and customer handling is intended to ensure a positive customer experience and to strengthen the relationship between the retailer and its customers. A customer always remembers a store where he was treated well, where he got a special treatment. Do not underestimate the customer's memory. Therefore, customer servicing helps create new customers, generate word of mouth advertisement, to helps get you referrals through these happy, satisfied customers, and also improves the image of the retail store. Let us now look at some tips on handling customers better. Obviously, smile, show that you are in a relaxed position, be friendly and approachable. Show genuine interest in your customers and make sure that the interest you show is not looking plastic or should not be overdone. Make the customer feel important and valued. Show respect to the customer wherever possible. Use their name. It gives them a feeling of being important. In this chapter, we have talked about various skills that are required in a salesperson, various characteristics that a salesperson should imbibe and practice in order to be successful. Thank you.